The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
President Biden may make history by naming the first black woman to the Supreme Court, with a seat on the court expected to be opening up with the retirement of Justice Stephen Breyer. Replacing him with another more liberal-leaning judge doesn't mean the court suddenly becomes liberal. It actually does not change the ideological makeup at all.
45th president of the United States.
45th and 47th.
Yes, Dad, I love
Mr. Donald Trump.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Let the games begin. We're going to have a rodeo now that Stephen Breyer is apparently retiring from the Supreme Court. The race is on to find, well, I guess any black woman who will fit the bill, because that was Biden's promise. I remember standing there in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to Joe Biden say that on the campaign debate stage. I promise, I pledge, we will, our administration, if I make it to the White House, will have the first female black Supreme Court justice. And I just chalked that off to Grandpa Joe going off again about curing cancer and making empty promises. You know, like, I will crush the virus. Remember that one? That was a good one. That was a doozy. That was an oldie but goodie. We will crush the virus. Yeah, it's doing great. You're doing great. I wish he would have at least made a fake promise that we'd secure the border, or we'd pretend that we have sovereignty. You know, Monica Crowley wrote a terrific article about who Joe Biden really is. I'm going to share that with you in a couple of minutes. But imagine Justice Sherrilyn Ifill. There's a short list already that I guess CNN put together. And on that list is a woman named Sherrilyn Ifill, an organization, NAACP, LDF. On July 22nd, 2018, she tweeted the following. And here's what she wrote. And this must be absorbed. Truth and reconciliation efforts have little chance in many places because whites view truth-telling as an act of violence. Madam Justice, I plead before the court today. Well, wait a minute. You whites view truth-telling as being violent. Ma'am, I don't know you, and you don't know me. But I'm one guy who does not view truth-telling as an act of violence. Imagine, now, listen, if it's her, if she's the nominee, well, then I guess Lindsey Graham has to light his hair on fire and yell at her and carry on. But guess what? She'll get confirmed. Unless Joe Manchin or Kyrsten Sinema might jump ship. Very doubtful. Very unlikely. But there's a lot of things that are going so right for us. And I think politically about this 2020-2022 cycle we're in. This is such a crucial year. We have got to win on November 8th. And I expect we will, as long as we don't stay home. Americans are fed up. Look at the front page of the New York Post today. The governor of New York is so, and she's no walk in the park, but she's threatening the new Manhattan District Attorney, putting him on notice about this soft-on-crime crap the Democrats are advocating for. And they are advocating for this. These lunatic district attorneys in big cities all over America have no intention of putting bad guys behind bars. I saw an interview online. I got so mad last night. I think it was the New York Post interviewed one of these creeps, one of these vagrant criminals going into the drugstores and the pharmacies and raiding the stores. It happened in front of the actor Michael Rapaport this week. He's watching in, with just shock. Look at this guy. Empty shopping bags, walks in, clears the shelves of shampoo and soaps and all kinds of expensive. Drugstores are going out of business in San Francisco and in New York. They're closing the Rite Aid. That I think the same one that Rapaport witnessed, because they can't stay in business because the thieves, and that's all they are filthy, cowardly thieves, are marching in and clearing the shelves and daring anybody to stop them. What's racial justice? It's our time. What is this, reparation time? Give them the keys to the Lamborghini. Go down to the Porsche dealership. Give them a Porsche. Drive off with a car. Because you feel oppressed because George Floyd died. That's Democrats for you. They won't stand up to these punks. There's a security guard in that video watching the guy walk right by him. The security guards are there for no reason, evidently, in these drugstores and these pharmacies, other than to wear a windbreaker with the big letters security on their back, and they stand there and they watch it. And people immediately tell me, well, Mike, they're instructed not to do anything. Well, then what are they there for? What's the point of paying them? Put up a mannequin with a security windbreaker on. That'd be as effective. We have that interview with the guy that... Don't we have the interview of the guy that's cleared the shelves? It was on Grabian this morning. Let's play that. I'm so mad about this, and I don't know why I'm so mad. I get enraged that literal political policies from the Democrats are leading to this lawlessness and crime and violence in the streets of America. This Alvin Bragg, letting criminals out is the pathway to safety and justice. Letting the bad guys go free makes our community safer. What kind of lunatic is this? And we're the lunatics putting up with it. Well, the governor, big headline. I know full well the powers the governor has. I have options to this Alvin Bragg. She says, you're on notice. You are on notice. The governor of New York warning this brand new Manhattan district attorney. I mean, it's almost like Hochul and all these Democrats are waking up and realizing just how radical these district attorneys are. Well, heck, Alvin Bragg campaigned on this promise. De-incarceration, they call it. Let them out. It's mean. These poor people, they're drug addicts. They're alcoholics. They wet the bed when they were a kid. Daddy beat them. They came from rough environments. So what if they mowed down a bunch of people and threw people to the sidewalk or robbed them? They need to be free. Putting them behind bars isn't the answer. Don't you see progressives are trying to break America? They're trying to break this country. I'm old enough to remember you go into a store and shoplift, you get arrested. You go to jail. If you repeatedly shoplift, you spend a lot of time in jail. The New York Post interviewed somebody who bragged about how many times they've stolen. And by the way, don't call this shoplifting. This is flat out looting. This isn't taking a piece of gum, a stick of gum or a little packet of Tic Tacs and put it in your pocket. These creeps, these animals, are clearing out the shelves of everything they can, putting them in giant shopping bags in broad daylight and walking right out the store. And they got their COVID mask on with the hoodie over their head, so nobody knows who the heck they are. Good luck arresting them. about this interview? We'll get it. We'll get it queued up for you here, guys. I want to play this interview from Grabian, where the reporter interviewed the looter. And he said, oh, yeah, yeah, I do it all the time. I come here all the time. If they told me to put it back, I probably would. But, yeah, I take it out, I steal, and I rob, and I shoplift, and I loot. That's okay. Alvin Bragg thinks that guy's a hero. The district attorney doesn't want to prosecute that guy. I cannot even focus. I get like this blind rage at watching these images of stores in L.A. and Chicago and Detroit. And you go into a pharmacy. I've been there. The whole store is under plastic lock and key. You got to push a button if you want razor blades. And then you got to wait 15 minutes for the store clerk to come over and unlock the container to get out the razor blades, because these poor companies are doing everything they can to prevent all this loss. Governor Hochul said, I'll be monitoring the situation very closely. She stopped short, evidently, of calling for Bragg's removal, but said, I know full well the powers that the governor has. I'll be having a conversation very shortly to convey, to let Alvin Bragg tell me what his plans are and make sure we're in alignment. Well, you know, by now, this guy's been so battered by his lunatic policies that he's going to back down and he'll say all the right things, but will they do the right thing? Here's the New York Post interview with you got it, Yuri? This is a unbelievable conversation with a New York Post reporter and a looter. These people shouldn't even be, talk about being a district attorney, they shouldn't be working in a drugstore. These are scoundrels. And this is, but again, by design. All by design. George Soros pumps millions into their campaigns, gets them elected, and sits back and watches the destruction occur. Undoubtedly with a big smile on his face. 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Sorry I'm fired up about this today. I mean, listen, the Supreme Court thing, we can talk about it all day long, and we should. It's an important development that Stephen Breyer is retiring, but from my money, from my person, from where I sit, it's going to be a liberal for a liberal. Biden's got the votes. We can't stop it. Can't even procedurally block it. He's going to get his nominee, and let's get to November 8th. And let's make sure America continues to wake up and stop electing crime-loving, destructive people in positions of power. We'll get your take on all of it coming up. Glad you're here. It's a Thursday. Great having you aboard. Final Thursday of January, January 27th.
Email the show, mike@mikeonline.com.
How the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Mike Gallagher.
Mike, I'm talking about to you about the looting. There's four people that use those drugstores that need stuff that can't go anywhere else. So just like in Minneapolis during the George Floyd riots, which we live close to, we're like 40 minutes away. My husband Ubered during that time. Those people, their gas stations were burned. Their grocery stores were burned. There was people that couldn't get groceries, couldn't get gas. Some of those were black people, people of color. So they want to talk about racism. There you go. Now you have it.
Somebody just texted, how do we get to this point in America? How do we get here? Well, we let it. We let it happen. We've watched it happen. And, you know, this New York Post article contains an interview with a guy who says, just a customer who says this is going to lead to anarchy. It's not leading to anarchy. Anarchy's here. It is here. Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. We're going to go right to your phone calls after I remind you about this only place that I recommend for all your mortgage needs, your lending needs. It's Mike and Brian and the team at Fellowship Home Loans. They walked me through a refi. They did it for me last year. Went from 6.375% down to 3% locked in. I know they care about the person, not just the business. This refi was a little challenging, too. I would have never known how to do it on my own. But thanks to Fellowship Home Loans, it's done. The number is easy to remember to get the conversation started. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Or online, just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. You really do have a friend in the mortgage business. Great people. It's the team at Fellowship Home Loans.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
I know how important the Supreme Court pick will be, but it's inevitable. What shouldn't be inevitable is the anarchy we're seeing in America's streets, thanks to Democrat policies. Let's dive into that. Express yourself here on the Mike Gallagher Show coming up.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
I've had the booster. Many politicians, I watched a couple of politicians be interviewed, and one of the questions was, did you get the booster? Because they had the vaccine. And they're answering it like, in other words, the answer is yes, but they don't want to say it. Because they're gutless. You got to say it. Whether you had it or not, say it. But the fact is that I think the vaccine has saved tens of millions of people throughout the world.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Lots of really passionate text messages on the MyPillow text line, and thanks to Mike Lindell and MyPillow for not only sponsoring the text line and the show, but providing now an incredible offer on these Giza Dream Sheets. Portions of our show brought to you by MyPillow, and this is not going to last very long. I'm telling you right now, if you've been thinking about these plush, soft, durable, beautiful sheets, come in a variety of colors, all kinds of sizes, king, queen, full, twin, these Giza Dream Sheets are made from the finest cotton on earth. And right now, because you've done such a great job in supporting our show, Mike Lindell is making an incredible offer. This is an amazing sale price, 60% off a set of Giza Dream Sheets with the price as low as $39.99 when you enter the promo code MikeG. And as a bonus, you'll get a free copy of Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. The MyPillow towel sets are back. Soft to the touch, incredibly absorbent. Towels that actually work. A six-piece towel set, which is normally $109.99, just $39.99 with the promo code MikeG. Get the picture. When you enter the promo code MikeG, you're going to save big. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials. Click on that box. And then when you place your order, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. Let's support Mike Lindell. Let's stand up to the mob. Let's defend MyPillow. And let's get you the best night's sleep of your life. Trust me, when you slide into those Giza Dream Sheets at night, you will feel like you have been transported into some six-star hotel. They're unbelievable. You'll see. $39.99. As low as $39.99 with the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. As we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world is MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. A lot of riots in Minneapolis, of course, where George Floyd died. Here's Ron. Hey, Ron, how are you?
Good, sir, and good day.
Good day.
I'm going to shout out Mike Lindell rocks.
He sure does. And you Minnesotans know it better than anybody.
Yep. What a great human being. One of the best.
You bet he is.
Regarding the riots in Minneapolis, okay, first of all, anyone who had any common sense at the start of the riots before they got really bad knew that it was going to get really bad. Our putz left-wing mayor of Minneapolis should have called the governor, requested the National Guard to come down and protect our precious city. I rode through there on my bike about a week after the riots. It looked like bombs were dropped. The buildings were still burning. And then I live one quarter mile here in uptown Minneapolis where the riots ended. But now, FYI, downtown Minneapolis is a ghost town. Nobody goes down anymore. The crime has gotten so bleak and bad. our city has gone to hell because of the left.
Excuse you, Ron. Why is that? Why didn't they do anything to stop this destruction and chaos and anarchy from happening? Why do you think that is?
Couple or three reasons here. Number one, they don't care. Number two, they're stupid. And number three, I think they wanted the city to go to hell.
See, that's what I think. I think that's the key, Ron. I think number three is the key. I think it's intentional. They're not that stupid. They can't be that stupid. Nobody can be that stupid. You know, you could put junior high kids in charge of a city council or a police department. They'd say, you know what? You shoplift, you got to get arrested. You burn down a building, you got to go to jail. You assault a cop, you got to go to jail. Not these district attorneys. This has to be intentional. Watching what has happened in New York, I'll be there Monday. I guess they got a foot of snow. I think is it still predicted for a foot of snow this weekend, guys? Is that on track? Oh, that'll be fun flying into that. What am I doing? It's going to be in Tampa next week, 79 degrees. So I'm going to get on a plane and go away from Tampa, where it's 79, to go into New York, where I might get thrown down a flight of steps or stabbed or shot, and I'll be cold as they're shooting me because there'll be snow and cold. That's a good plan. That's typical Gallagher. That's the way I do things. That's how I roll. No, I'm headed out to L.A., actually, so and good luck there. So I'm going to be in New York and in L.A. in 1 week. How I'll get through this week is unbelievable, is anybody's guess. I'll be here every day, except Friday. Might be taking a long weekend because, hey, Prager, Hewitt, Gorka, they got all the time off. I got to start taking some time off, too. Besides, everybody loves Joey Hudson. But I'm going to be part of... What happened with the trailer, Derek? Where's the Dinesh D'Souza trailer? Got to find out about the trailer because that's going to be exciting. When Dinesh launches a new movie all about election integrity and some radio hosts that you might be familiar with could very well be appearing in that movie. So we're going to be going out to be a part of that. America is in need of Republican leadership right now. Full out, full stop. There's a leader who I respect very much, Nicole Malliotakis. She's a Republican congressman representing New York's 11th Congressional District. We're big fans of her around here. Had a chance to catch up with her to talk a little bit about the direction of the country, the surging crime problem, of course, the shooting deaths of two NYPD officers. Here's a little bit of my conversation with Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis. When you install district attorneys, and let's face it, many of them are installed. They're not elected because they're funded by Soros. You've got far left groups that are making sure that secretaries of state and district attorneys get into office with their funding, with their support. This appears to be intentional. To see this kind of destruction, to see the horrors we're seeing in the streets of New York. Do you agree that this is deliberate, or is that too wacky a conspiracy theory?
No, look, there's no doubt that there are obvious consequences as a result of these policies. And the data is showing it. When we see tens of thousands of people that are being released by bail and then they're committing other offenses, I mean, that's quite clear.
But don't your Democrat colleagues see that, the consequences of their actions?
They do not seem to think that it's that bad, and that's the problem. They continue to purposely, as you say, take the side of crime victims instead of, take the side of the criminals instead of the actual victims. And so, yes, they have blood on their hands. They are responsible for what we're seeing happening on the streets because they know it's a result, because the data shows it, of their actions. And they choose to do nothing about it. And this is the same thing that can be said about our economic policy right now, where we're seeing a labor and supply chain shortage because they decided to give more money to people and allow them to stay home than to report to work. They're forcing vaccine mandates, and particularly in cities like mine right here in New York, that have led to people scrambling to find employees. They are doing it intentionally at the border. They see that, you know, 2 million people are crossing our border, more than the states of Delaware and the city of San Francisco, where our president and vice president come from, combined, and they're still allowing it to happen. Look what they're doing with the TSA. They're allowing somebody who crossed into our country illegally to board a plane by using an arrest warrant or a deportation warrant as identification. So it
is this is why, of course, a huge reason why we wanted you on the show, because you and Rodney Davis from Illinois have had to introduce a bill to prevent TSA. I almost can't stop. I can't get through this without laughing. You've had to introduce a bill so that TSA will stop allowing illegals to use arrest warrants to board planes. Now, Nicole, you know how crazy it is that I'm even having to ask you about this bill, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can't even believe I had to draft this bill.
I know.
In a post-9/11 world, in a post-9/11 world where the 9/11 Commission said we had to be more stringent, we had to be more proactive when ensuring that identification is being used and proper identification, the hijackers partially used false documentation to board these planes. And now we're seeing people cross our border, which, by the way, we know that suspected terrorists, right, people on the terrorist watch list have attempted to cross. They've been caught. They've been caught in Panama. They've been caught here at our border to come into our country. And yet they want to allow someone with an arrest warrant, which means that they're a criminal, okay? Or
well, let's look, but I want this is what this is,
this is,
by the way, for the record, TSA says that these are not criminal arrest warrants, but see, they don't believe this is, this goes back to the left's narrative that being an illegal immigrant, breaking the law to come into this country is not a crime. But their argument is that the TSA acceptance is for civil immigration arrest warrants. So these are arrest warrants for illegals who have broken the law, and they say, well, this is non-criminal. These aren't criminal arrest warrants, like, you know, a warrant for murdering, somebody. The whole explanation defies logic, Congresswoman.
Yeah, and I don't think they can guarantee that these people don't have criminal histories, and that's part of the problem. If they're on a deportation list to begin with, they probably did commit some type of nefarious activity at one point.
We had a great conversation. The entire chat with Nicole Malliotakis is available on our podcast and on our website. Go to MikeOnline.com. Be sure to subscribe to the Mike Gallagher Show podcast. It's free. Get it wherever podcasts are available. Hear a lot of long-form interviews, great, unique content. The Mark Davis, Mike Gallagher experience every day. It's all there. Go to MikeOnline.com, subscribe to the podcast, and I think you'll enjoy it very much, and I want you to hear my whole chat with Nicole Malliotakis. You know, with Biden promising a black female to be the next Supreme Court justice, I want to put a shout out. I want to put a call out. I want to put out an invitation to every black woman listening to this show. I'm going to invite you to call me right now at 1-800-655-MIKE. I want to know how that feels to you. I want to know what it's like here in the ReliefFactor.com studios as we roll along. It's a great Thursday, a lot of good things happening, a lot of tricky, tough things happening, a lot of awful things happening. We got to get this country back. Are we in the right direction to have a black female Supreme Court justice because she's a black and a female? If you're a black female, I want to get a little round robin conversation going and get a lot of people on here who can give me your reaction to that. How does that feel? How would you feel if you got a job because of your race and your sex? 800-655-MIKE. One open line. Black females only. We're going to do what Biden does. We're going to be discriminatory. Nobody else need call. Just black females. 1-800-655-6453.
We live stream the Mike Gallagher Show on Rumble.com and SalemNewsChannel.com. Don't miss Mike's facial expressions and all the video clips you hear during the show on SalemNewsChannel.com and Rumble.com. Yeah. Gallagher.
Hey, Mike, what's been occurring in this country the past few years is reverse discrimination, plain and simple. And those who profess to care so much about racism are the biggest offenders.
8 minutes before the hour, we're looking for black females only, Tracy, on this show. 800-655-MIKE. I want to get a black female's perspective on being promised there will be a black female Supreme Court justice. Stephanie in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Hi, Stephanie. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you, Mike?
I'm good. Tell me what you think about Biden's promise that he apparently is going to fulfill to have a black female as a Supreme Court justice. That's his starting point. Do you find that problematic?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I find it pretty offensive, to be honest. Not to say that it wouldn't be, you know, a milestone for a lot of women to see a person of color, female person of color. But I think it's offensive. I mean, honestly, when I think about just my how I live my life, the people in their professions around me, I think about my doctors, I think about pilots, think about scientists. I'm not going to these people and saying, hey, like, I really appreciate that you're black and female. Like, I'm so thankful that you're doing this job as a black female. At the end of the day, I'm just like, hey, can you do the job? Like, all the education that you received, everything that you worked so hard to achieve to get to this position, you know, I hope it pays off for you. It does not actually matter to me at all that you look like me while you're doing it.
I want to hire somebody who's up to the job, and if it's a black female, if it's a white or a white man or a female Asian, whatever person, I want the best person for the job. And wouldn't we expect that for the Supreme Court? Now, I guarantee you there are qualified black women in America who could sit on the Supreme Court. Fine. To start out by saying, I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, I was in Charleston.
Right.
That's terrible. All right, I appreciate your perspective, Stephanie. I want to get as many people on here as I can. Faith in Atlanta. Hey, Faith, how does this sit with you?
I wish he had just said a qualified female, maybe. Not. He doesn't have to go down to, you know, say a black woman.
Yeah, but that's the same problem. What about a qualified black man?
Just a qualified person.
There
how
you
about
go.
That?
Yeah, I mean, why not? Why start this way? And it's, I mean, honest to goodness, it's so blatantly bad to me. I don't know if the American people see it or not, but it's pretty disgraceful. I'm glad you called. Thanks for weighing in. Valinda in Colorado Springs. Hi, Valinda. How are you?
All right. Hi, Mike. Nice meeting
you. Well, nice meeting you, too. What do you think about Biden's promise on the Supreme Court justice?
I think it would be the second mistake, biggest mistake this country's ever made. We made it first time when we picked a black president because of the color of his skin, not his qualifications. And to do that to us a second time might be just as disastrous.
I keep thinking about Reverend Martin Luther King. We need to judge people based on the content of their character, not the color of their skin. And that, you know, came from a civil rights icon. Nice way to end the hour, Valinda. And I know we're going to get there. And a lot of people disagree with me. They want a lot of fireworks with the nomination process. I pray we don't have fireworks. He's going to get his nominee. They got 51 votes. What we need is to win in November the 8th. And the Democrats will use, criticisms or going after a nominee. I don't want us to roll over. I don't think there'll be a Republican who will vote for her, but it'll be 51-50. And he'll get his nominee, just like we got three Supreme Court justices during President Trump's term. And who knows? When he comes back in 2024, maybe we'll get one or two more. Thanks so much for spending part of your Thursday with us. I guess one or two more days back in normalcy and then I'm off to La La Land. Wish me luck. Have a great day. Be safe. Keep fighting the good fight. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
the explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.